Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/15/15.
Blog Talk Radio.
y'all shut the carbon down. We gotta move.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Pastor Jay, and all right, today we have an awesome topic for you, and it's talking about calm my anxious heart, amen. And listen, we want to invite you out to be a part of our worship service, our fellowship service that happens at 7402 Calhoun. It's in the community building here in Houston, Texas, in Wesley Square Apartments. And we have an opportunity at 3 p.m. to just bless the Lord. Lift up the mighty name of Jesus, amen, with our community. Praise God, amen. The greatest gift of all, amen, is to be able to win souls to the kingdom, amen, and to provide an atmosphere, praise God, that will be conducive, amen, to dealing with everyday issues, praise God, amen, through prayer, fasting, believing God to do great and marvelous things in God's people's life, praise God. And I am excited about what he is doing through our ministry, praise God, amen. What I want you to do, praise God, is hit us up on our Facebook page. We have a page and we have a group. You could join the group, praise God, which is My Gospel Soul Community Church. Amen. And we also have a page, My Gospel Soul Ministry. So you can join in on the conversation. Welcome again to My Gospel Soul. We'll be right back. Amen. Glory to God. Will your heart and soul say yes? Right here on My Gospel Soul.
Why still say yes, yes, yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome back to My Gospel. Oh, Lord of God. And today we're going to be talking about calm my anxious heart. Calm my anxious heart. And we all are dealing with anxieties. We all are dealing with that, you know, when things come up in our lives and we feel overwhelmed and what are we going to do and all of these different things and bombarding us and we're just confused. We don't know how to handle it. And Lord, and even you can be the greatest or think that you are the greatest, most powerful, studied up Christian in the world. But when things happen in life, sometimes that what you feel about yourself doesn't matter, you know. Why? Because your peace has been disturbed. Amen. Something has come up and it's overwhelming. What do you do when your heart is anxious? What do you do when you feel like everything is going out of control and you can't get it back in control? Or you feel like, let me do what I need to do to handle it. What do you do when you're overwhelmed? That's where we are right now today. We're going to talk about that. Because in this world today, bills are coming in. So many things are happening. Amen. With jobs, losing jobs and losing houses. And oh my God, your children are going crazy all around you. Husbands and wives are battling with staying together. Or do I leave or what? It's so many things in this world. Just me saying all of that, amen. I can feel how the spirit of anxiety takes over. It leads to depression. It leads to suicide. It leads to heart attacks and strokes. It affects you mentally, physically. Anxieties are one of the number one causes of strokes and heart attacks and just doing absolutely nothing, going into a place of depression. So what we want to do today, we want to go to the Word on it. Amen. And this is really a popular topic that I love to do maybe once or twice a year, because during right before school, Christmas time, you know, the holidays and all of these different things, people are faced, even summertime when you got to take care of extra stuff now, the kids are regular everyday issues, how to take the Word of God, amen,
amen,
and allow it to keep us content.
Yes,
amen. Because this world, this life is going to, like I always say, deal us a deck of cards, mm-hmm. and God has given us the Word to know how to handle the hand that we are dealt. Amen.
Amen.
So today, that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about, amen, Lord, calm my anxious heart. Help me to hold on to you in the midst of chaos. Help me to trust you in the midst of chaos. Help me to decipher, help me to deal with these thoughts I'm having of defeat. Help me to deal with these issues, these problems. Help me to give it all over to you.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Because obviously I can't handle it.
Amen.
Because if you could handle it, man, a woman of God, amen, you wouldn't go into having fits and anxiety attacks and panic attacks and all of these different things. God wants to deliver you. He wants to minister to you in such a way, praise God, that it'll bring peace and calmness. Amen. Even when you are in the middle of that stormy river, amen. Glory to God. Even when you're in your wilderness situation, praise God. When you're in your storm, glory to God, you want God to put you in the eye of the storm where there is peace and quiet. And God can do it. But one of our first steps, praise God, is learning to trust Him. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so we just come to you right now asking you, Father God, amen, to just help us to receive your Word on today, that we may be all that you have called us to be, that we may not get wore out
by the cares of this world. For out the devil's we shall bear out the saints. Amen. We bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And through your word, we're going to learn how to lean and depend on you. Amen. Lean not to our own understanding. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But trust it in what your word says. And we thank you for it right now.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Again, welcome to the show. What do you think about this topic, Evangelist?
I think that you have to notice that it's lack or depression or whatever. You have to say, Lord, I'm having a situation with me. And you either have to pray it off, you know, or put on some worship music and say, God, okay, you got to keep off of him. Because if you don't, it is you keep on going. The cycle.
And I like how you said, when you said, put on some worship music, take your atmosphere, praise God. See, a lot of times, we can't deal with things in life because we're not setting our atmosphere, praise God. Listen, I tell people all the time, if I'm going to have peace anywhere, I'm going to have it in my house, amen. And I mean that, glory to God, hallelujah. I don't care if it's a bill collector, I don't care what. People say, oh, it's about to get cut off. This is about to get cut off. But the bottom line is, praise God, I had to learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. I had to open up his word and say, Lord, I'm feeling frustrated. My mind is jumping here and back there and over here and back. And you know what? I said, Lord, I need you to teach me. I need this out of my spirit.
Lord.
I started dealing with depression at one point. And I wanted that out of my spirit, praise God. And God said, I need you to open up my word. I need you to find out what I want your mind to be on. A lot of us, praise God, our mind is on the wrong thing at all times. We need to, we let different things come up in our lives and knock us, praise God, out of position, glory to God. But I just want to encourage you today, praise God, as you listen to this word, amen, that God intends for you to have peace no matter what. The word of God says a peace that passes all understanding. How do you get that peace? You get that peace by studying God's word, amen?
Oh, amen.
You have to get into his word to find out what he actually, what he actually wants you to know about him. Amen.
Amen.
We talked about a relationship with God, how important it is to have a relationship with God. And in that relationship with God, amen, when the storms of life get to raging, you won't fall off like you don't. You'll remember, hey, I serve a God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord.
That says that I am the head and not the tail. I'm
yes,
above
Lord.
And not beneath. Praise God. Yes, that said, though my foes come upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumble and fail.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. I serve a God that has all power, glory to God. So I don't have to worry about, praise God, what the enemy brings against my life, praise God. God is in control. And he said in his word that he would not let my enemies rejoice over me, praise God. So I'm here to tell you today, praise God, amen, that God has a plan for your life, praise God. But the enemy, he sends in, amen, glory to God, all of these different issues and things to throw you off focus, to cause you, a lot of us, praise God, when tragedy happens or when things happen that's out of the ordinary, we don't go to the word of God. We get to crying. We get to calling folks. We get to talking. Listen, when problems hit your life, that first call needs to be to Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. The first person, first is saying the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. And it says that every tongue, it says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's power. Wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb, praise God. So what I want you to do, praise God, I want you to open up your word with us today. Amen. And we're going to go into Philippians 4, amen, 6 and 7. Amen. And it's this scripture blesses my spirit because it's one that I use often when I was dealing amen, with anxiety, praise God. And when I tell you it helped me get my mind, amen, right, hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. A lot of us don't like to admit we're double-minded. But praise God, that double-mindedness comes from, should I do this? Should I go here? Should I do this? Maybe I don't get, I'm not doing this right. Maybe I need to do it like this. Maybe you need to let go and let God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I had to learn that. It wasn't an easy thing to do. Because when you're so used to handling things yourself, come on now, hallelujah. Then when problems arise, that's what you're going to do. So you have to learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. And you learn that through his word. So we're going to go over to Philippians, praise God. Praise God. And I'm going to go ahead and let Evangelist read the prayer. Amen. And when she reads the prayer, amen, glory to God. I just want to set, like she said earlier, that worship. I want to set the atmosphere.
Amen.
So, Evangelist, if you could read that prayer for us.
Lord, I do not want to be obnoxious about anything, but so often I am. I thank you that you understand. Right now, I release my burdens and cares to you. I give you my heavy heart and my flattering emotions. I ask that you calm me despite all that is happening in my life as I keep my thoughts, actions, and attitudes on Jesus. Your peace comes. I thank you for your peace that settles on me even when I do not understand.
Amen. And I like this prayer. I like this prayer because this prayer, amen, really, this and we use it for a reference as well, prayer with purpose, amen. And I like the way you said, Lord, I don't want to be anxious about anything. We got to first come to that conclusion.
Amen.
Because some of us, we get a rush off of everything happened to every drama.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Some of us get a rush off of drama. We get a rush off of things going crunch time. We like that last minute stuff. And we let that build up, and then before you know it, everybody, Lord, I don't want to be anxious about anything, but so often I am. See, I was talking to the saints of God yesterday about honesty.
Yes, Lord.
One of the best ways to get delivered. Well, the only way. Let's just be real about it. To get delivered is to tell the truth.
Yes.
Glory to God. A lot of us, praise God, we don't even want to tell God the truth, and God already know the truth.
Yes. Amen.
My God, we'll stand up there and tell and pray half of what the problem is. Amen. Instead of the core of what the problem is. And the core of anxiety is a lack of trust. My God. A lack of trust. Glory to God. Amen. And the writer writes, amen, in this prayer, I thank you that you understand. God understands. David had a relationship with God that was so awesome because he knew that God had his best interest at heart. He knew that God favored him. He knew that God was listening to him. And he knew God was not seeking his demise. A lot of us, praise God, think that we are in a place of punishment. We just got to go through this because it's a place of punishment because I got past sin. Listen, all things are passed away. And behold, you are a new creature. Praise God. Amen. And then he wouldn't have told you to come to him if he wasn't going to help you.
Amen.
God understands that this world, this life, serves us up things, praise God, amen, that we can't handle at times. We got to be honest enough to say, Lord, I can't handle it.
Yes, Lord,
I can't handle it. It's overwhelming. It's too much. Help me, Father God. Amen. Now, she goes on to say, I release my burdens and cares to you. We got to learn how to give it to him
yes,
and leave it there. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, I will not get riled up. I will not take matters into my own hands. Lord, I will release it to you. Because you're the one that qualified to handle it. I'm not qualified to handle it. You said in your word, I can do nothing without you. I'm not qualified to handle it. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I know that you understand, praise God. Glory to God. I give you my heavy heart and my flailing emotions. I give it to you. Lord, I'm heavy. Lord, I'm tired. The Bible says, amen, it says, for the garment of, for the spirit of heaviness, you put on the garment of praise. What is praise? Praise is not just jumping around and listening to some praise music. It's praises. Praise is when you say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give it to you. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are all powerful. Lord, you are omnipresent everywhere at the same time. Lord, you are omnipotent. Lord, you are the great I am. When you begin to praise him, listen, God is a jealous God. He's waiting on you to tell him who he is and who he is in your life. Because guess what he has to do? He has to show up, amen, and show himself strong. Why? Because you tell him, Lord, you're very present here in a time of trouble. Lord, I can't handle it. And you said you wouldn't put no more on me than I could bear. Lord, I'm getting to that place. Well, I can't bear it. Lord, help me.
Yes,
Jesus, glory be to God. Lord, you say you are God of refuge.
Yes.
You said, oh, come on, hallelujah. That's why a lot of us, praise God, when the enemy strikes us, when things happen in our lives, we're consumed by it because we have no strength and we don't know who God is. Who is God? Lord have mercy, Jesus. She goes on to write, praise God. She said, she said, I ask that you keep me calm despite all that is happening in my life. As I keep my thoughts, actions, and attitudes centered on Jesus. Listen, he has to be the center of your life. Jesus. You're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect belongs to you. Lord, listen, the mother at church, Mother Easter, stood up yesterday and she said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and those that dwell therein. Everything belongs to him, including the things, praise God, that are coming against you. He is in control of all things. And the enemy is counting on you not to know that. Because if he knows that you don't know that, then guess what? He can wreak havoc on your mind, your household, your peace, your finances, everything. Because he knows that you lack trust. And that when you lack trust, you lack relationship.
Amen.
My God. Lord, you're the center of my life. Jesus is the center of my life because I understand that through Jesus, I got access to God. Come on. Hallelujah. But if Jesus is not dwelling on the inside of me, praise God, things that come at me, praise God, it's going to be like a heavy coat. Amen. And it's going to be hard for me to deal with life. It's just going to sit on me like an old heavy elephant, praise God. And I'm not going to be able to get out of the bed in the morning. I'm not going to be able to call folks, and I'm not going to be able to have healthy relationships. I'm not going to be able to respond like I need to respond, praise God. Hallelujah. The enemy is counting on you not to know who God is and not to be in relationship with Jesus. My God. My God. You're the center of my life. Your peace. It says, you keep my thoughts through your peace. Through your peace. It says, I thank you for your peace that settles on me even when I do not understand. Listen, I done been in them places where chaos was happening all around me, Ben. Mm-hmm. You been there?
Yes, I have.
But you would call on Jesus. Have you ever just had that time where you call on the name of Jesus, and all of a sudden, mm-hmm. something just come over you to say, hey, everything is going to be all right.
Amen. Yes.
God got me.
Yes.
God is in control.
Amen.
Hey, he sits high, and it looks low. We got to learn that God has his hand on us. God has his hand on us. Not just his hand on us, we are in his hand. Oh, my God. We're private. Come on, hallelujah. And we're kept. Through Jesus. As before. Amen. And just to praise God, amen. Give the scripture out as a reference all the time because I'm finding that in the body of Christ, there's a lot with mental imbalance, praise God, where we are, it's hard for us to make decisions, it's hard for us to be confident in the decisions that we make, it's hard for us to deal with life on God's terms. We're dealing with life on our terms. We're dealing with it in our own way. Amen. And we need to come to a place where we surrender all. And that surrendering all. I know we say shift. The word of God says make us. Because it's from learning. It's some stuff that got to be chipped off of. It's some molding that God has to do. And he does it through his. The author of the book says, I don't want to be about anything. I don't want to be running around like a chicken with my head cut off and plagued with all kinds of thoughts that I may lose and I may not. Lord, I want to be able to say, Lord, let your will be done. I want to say, Lord, thank you for keeping me. Lord, thank you for putting a roof over my head, praise God. I don't want to be so caught up, amen, with the cares of this life that I don't have peace. Oh, my God. Amen. And looking over in Philippians 4, and I'm gonna read these scriptures because the bottom line is God wants us to live in peace. Amen. And it's a way to do it. I know some people say, how can you? How can you when this do? How can you when this is happening? How can you? This right here has happened. It is possible. All things possible through Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's look over here. I like to start at verse 4. Amen. Philippians 4:4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. I'm going to say that again. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. See that combination? Watch this. Prayer and supplication. And thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. It's the way we come to God. It's a place of humbleness, praise God. We talked about praise, amen. We just thanking God. That's praise, glory to God. Amen. Supplication, worship, letting him know, Lord, I need you. Lord, I can't make it without you, glory to God. Amen. prize that conversation with him. Amen. Make your request known unto God. Amen. Verse 7 says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Because you can't do it without Jesus. Amen. God, amen, hallelujah, will bring peace in your life through his son. Through his son, glory to God. Amen. And I want to tell you, amen, why we say that the word of God is the way. Amen. Glory to God. The word of God, we talk about the word, I know, through his son, but who is his son? And we're going to go to John 1. Amen. Because I want you to understand, praise God, who God is, who Jesus is. Now watch this, who God is. Watch this. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things, watch this, all things are made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. You know how powerful that is? It's telling you, praise God, if you want something, praise God, from God, go to the Word. All that you need is in the Word. All things were made by the Word, his Word. And without him and his Word was nothing, was anything that was made, was not anything made that was made. So if you want peace, you got to go what? To his word.
Amen.
If you want joy, you got to go what? To his word. You want to learn how to love, you got to go where? To his word. You want to know who his son is, you got to go to his word. Mm-hmm. He said, if his son, listen, his son is the door. So how can you get in the door? Hey, Shonda. How can you, amen, hallelujah, go through the door when you don't even go to the Word?
Amen.
The Word is the door.
Amen.
So how I get free? How I do this? Go to the Word.
Amen.
As you read the Word, praise God, amen, hallelujah. Lord, I don't understand this. Lord, give me an understanding. Amen. I desire to be free, and I desire, amen, hallelujah, to walk in your Word.
Yes, Lord.
My God. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to bless you. I'm just trying to bless you. I want you to understand. I don't want you sitting back allowing the enemy to get you all caught up in anxiety when it's just that simple. Open up your word.
Amen.
On a daily basis, seek his face. On a daily basis. Glory to God. And I promise you, he'll turn your life around. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. We listen, this is not the time, amen, especially in this day and time, it's not the time to be pity-patting and pancaking and all that with the devil. Listen, he is trying to steal, kill, and destroy. He's on his job. We need to be on ours. And that's getting as much word and relationship with Jesus Christ as we can. Chaos hits our life. We're able to stand. The Bible says after you've done all the stand therefore. Keep on standing. You know, I go back to those days of civil rights movement, and I always love to watch those movies. A lot of people don't like to watch them, but I like to watch them because it shows me so much. It shows me that people got beat down. People, families got killed. Their houses and churches got burned down. But after they did all the stand, they still stood there for. They told them they couldn't sit in the white-only cafe. They couldn't sit at the counter, and they couldn't eat at different places. They couldn't drink out of different styles. And I'm getting somewhere. Amen.
Amen.
And they stood anyway. They hit them, beat them. They threatened their families. They did all kinds of stuff. And guess what? They still stood, praise God. We're not going through half of the stuff that they went through today, and we won't stand for nothing, glory to God. But I'm telling you right now, praise God, if you give it all over to Jesus, oh, hallelujah, glory to God. I know that the situations in your life are pressing up against you, praise God. They are fighting you every, you turn to the left and the right, and it's still there. But I'm here to tell you, God is still there, and he's still working it out. He's still making a way. Hey, come on now. Hallelujah. You want peace? Then you need, like Mary said, you need a little more Jesus. Come on.
Amen.
Lord, I need you. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, increase my trust in you, glory to God. I'm in a place that I can't handle. What did the author say? She said in her prayer, she said, I'm in this place often. Oh, Lord, have mercy. She said, but I thank you that you understand right now. I release my burdens and cares to you. I give them to you, Lord. And I like the way she said release, because some of us like to hold our stuff. Some of us, one of our biggest problems is we won't let stuff go. We don't want to give it over to God. Because we feel some sense of control. We got a controlling spirit. And we feel some sense of control if we can just handle it all. And it just get worse and worse and worse. But you got to give it to Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on. You got to give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. You can't do it yourself. And like I say, the enemy is counting on you to not trust God. He's counting on you to take it in your own hands. He's counting on you to allow your flesh to reign. He's counting on you. And as soon as you say, I'm going to handle it on my own, a lot of us tell ourselves, when we handle it, we're telling ourselves, God told us to do this. If you be honest, you know good and well that God didn't tell you to do nothing. He said, be still and know that I am God. Let me tell y'all something. God is in control.
Amen.
I was testifying in church yesterday how different things came against my life, praise God. I almost lost my life. I almost got jumped on, praise God. And God stayed the hand of the enemy. You got to understand, praise God, amen. God is in control. And you know what I did when I was in that situation? I said, Lord, you got me. Come on, hallelujah. Lord, I can't do this myself. Lord, I have no business in this situation. See, you got to be honest. Lord,
amen.
Lord, this was not you. Lord, I did this out of my flesh. Lord, I made this decision myself, and I got myself in this position. But, Lord, I see now that I need you. I see now that, Lord, that only you can fix this. Lord, and watch God come in, bring peace in your heart, and rectify that situation. But you got to give it to him. My Lord, you got to give it to him. You got to give it to him. And I'm talking about all of it in the mighty name of Jesus. We just want to encourage your spirit today, praise God. Amen. We're going to pray. But I want you to understand, praise God, that God has your best interest at heart.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what it looks like. It don't matter what it seems like. Well, I thought it was. It doesn't matter about that. You got to be bold enough, amen, to say, Lord, no more I, but it's you, Christ, that live inside. Lord, I need you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, these things in my life are out of control. But Lord, I know that you, I know you to be a healer. I know you to be a lawyer in the courtroom. I know you, Father God, to be a burden bearer. I know you, Father God, to be what they call a heavy load carrier. I know you, Father God, to be a doctor that never lost a patient. I know you, Father God, to be a heart mender. Oh, glory be to God. I know you, Father God, to be a stabilizer. Come on. I know you, Father God, as the great I am. I know you, Father God, amen, as the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. I know you because I have a relationship with you. You brought me out back then, and I know, Father God, that you can do it again. Hallelujah. Lord, I know because I'm in relationship with you. So, Lord, I need you right now. I need you to show up on my behalf and show yourself strong, because you said that you'd be a very present help in the time of trouble. Lord, I want to feel your peace right now, that peace that passes all understanding. Lord, make me free. Make me free from this situation. Glory to God. And Lord, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Set your atmosphere in your home. Set your atmosphere even in your relationships with people. Know who's for you and know who's against you. Trust what God shows you, praise God. Separate from those that God told you and cling to those that God told you. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Say, who is my brother? Who is my mother? Lord, you got to be able, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Had a talk with my son last night, praise God. And he said, the family is the one that supports you, glory to God. The one that edify you, the one that lifts you up. My son said, he said, and God shows you who these people are. Glory to God. And we got to get in that place where we know where our help comes from. We got to build ourselves up in the most holy faith through the word of God. And I just want to encourage your spirit today, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. To lean and depend on Jesus. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything is prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, making your request known unto God. We love you, praise God. Amen. Want to encourage you, amen. Join us sometimes at My Gospel Soul Community Church. Praise God, at 7402 Calhoun, Houston, Texas, 77033. That's Sunday at 3 p.m. Amen. Where the move of God, amen, is setting order in the lives of his people. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. Amen. We love you. Tell somebody you love them today and tell them that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.